Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every week we talk about the astrology and energies of the cosmos, what is going on out there, and how is it supporting us as we move about our daily lives. Now, you might not think it's always supporting us, but it is, because we always have choice. We always have the ability to understand the bigger picture, to connect with our power, and to look at what we can do to make sure that we're really owning ourselves, our talents, our abilities, our gifts, what we're here to do in the world. All of this is an ongoing journey, of course. It's never dull. It's never boring. And I think astrology is a wonderful tool to understand how we can work with our own energies even better. I have a few announcements to make, and then we're going to dive right in to what is going on right now as we get December underway. So the first announcement is that I am starting a new Astrology 101 class in January. I'm letting you know now so you have it in your awareness and you can plan for it. We will be beginning on January 20th, and it is a six-week course online and available for global consumption. I work with people all over the world, and so it's available as a replay as well if you can't be there live. Talk about the 12 signs, 12 houses, 12 planets, and so much more. You're going to learn about your astrology chart. And you're going to have that information to continue your studies and to keep understanding more about who you are in this lifetime. I love teaching this 101 class. And if you're someone who has already taken this class with me since perhaps 2014, you can take it again as a refresher student who has the ability to learn for a discounted price. So you'll take the class, but you don't have to pay the full price because you already have the materials. So I'm excited about that. You can find out more on the website, consciouscoolchic.com, and then under the astrology tab, hit that and you'll see the drop-down menu will take you to astrology classes. For those who are interested in the hourly sessions, I am running a special right now, and that special will go for another 10 days. So I'm prolonging it until December 16th if you want to have a one-on-one session with me. You can also find that on the website, consciouscoolchic.com, and you can sign up there on my calendar. And if you are a business owner, if you are an entrepreneur, a healer, a writer, an expert, a guide, I am so excited that I'm going to have more bandwidth in 2018 to help you with your business and your books. I have a new offering that's all about helping awake and conscious business owners take their business to the next level in the new year. You can find more of that offerings on my new website, MollyMcCord.online. I have a new Facebook page that's called Business and Books with Molly McCord, and a new podcast called Business and Books with Molly McCord. And I have to tell you, I get so tired of saying my name. But that is where I'm going in 2018, because it's time for so many of you to share your gifts with more people who are really ready to connect with you. So those are my housekeeping items. Now let's get going here, because we are at December 6th. And you remember last week, we talked about the shift that was coming in December. And so my question for you is, have you felt it? Do you feel it? The shift was more supportive healing energies for you in some area of your experience. And this is showing up through a few different astrological energies. The first was Jupiter in Scorpio trining Neptune in Pisces, which is the letting go, the shedding, the emotional completion, the sense of, I don't want to carry something anymore. I just want it to be done. And you feel good about it, right? You've been moving through something in this year that has been really hard, deep, emotional, personal, And a part of you just wants it to be complete. And the cosmos are saying, yes, 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 let's let you move forward with forgiveness, compassion, and unconditional love. So that's one of the signatures here. And it's a big deal because when two of those outer planets interact, it's kind of a pow energy. It's a real big sense of you can make a very powerful choice around this right now. Where can you feel lighter and just let it go? So trust that. Trust that something is meant to be let go because you're done with it. Okay, and it's that deep exhale of an experience that's over. Now, the second signature of this healing energy happened just yesterday when Chiron stationed direct at 24 degrees of Pisces. Somewhere in your chart, Chiron has been working with you to look at a wound. It's been working with all of us, in fact, because of how Chiron was interacting with Saturn in Sagittarius since last December. So again, this whole theme of we've been working on something and it's probably been really deep and challenging, and just as soon as you think you make progress, you get two steps back. Well, Chiron stationed direct yesterday, December 5th, 24 degrees of Pisces. And when a planet stations direct, it starts to move forward again. And this means that whatever you've been working on internally, you feel a forward motion now. It's almost like feeling new wind at your back, supporting you to move forward. And this can be, depending on where this energy is in your chart, it can be very personal, internal, and quiet. Or it can be through somebody else. It can be at work. It can be in your home. It could be with your siblings, with your girlfriends. I mean, there's so many ways this shows up. But the signature of the energy is that whatever was inflamed is soothing out and dying down. And it's sort of like there's a new healing ointment that's put on it. You know, yeah, you have that deep cut, the wound, it just hurts. And there were probably many times when you thought, when is this going to stop bleeding? When am I going to stop the bleeding on this? When is this going to feel like it's really in recovery and I can, you know, it doesn't feel so intense? And that's what's happening right now. So if you can take a moment to check in with yourself, and look at whatever you've been working through this in 2017 that's just felt so dang hard and emotional and intense and it just sucks, right? You're just like, God damn it, this really effing sucks. That's how it comes up. Understand that the energy is shifting around it now. That December, this month, is helping you move it forward and be open to that healing. It's almost like I'm getting the image of, you know, when you have a cut and you have to put on some kind of a healing ointment, but somebody else can help you with it. Allow someone to help you with this injury, this healing, this part of you that's felt really vulnerable. And that could even be spirit. Allow God to help you. Allow one of your angels to help you. Like, allow that. Receive right now. Receive the healing so that you're not feeling alone with it. Because Chiron in Pisces makes us feel alone. We feel separate. We feel powerless. We feel like we're living on this planet and no one understands me or no one gets what I'm going through. I'm all alone. I feel you can feel like a victim, the self-pity, the blame, right? Everyone did this to me, and oh, this person did this to me, and they made this choice, and they're the worst person in the world. And all of that keeps us from forgiveness. So It could be that we all just had a huge, giant lesson in forgiveness. And it's through a person, and then it comes back to yourself, right? It's like a boomerang. It's like, oh, they did something, and it really got you riled up, and it hurt, and it's painful, and you hate them, and again, they're the worst person in the world. And then you realize, oh, but then it's how it affected me. So what you do is you take emotional responsibility for your feelings. You also take responsibility for your spiritual power, and you say, wow, thank you so much for this huge, giant lesson in forgiveness. I didn't even realize that's what it was because I was suffering through it. I was struggling through it. And now I see that it's all meant to lead me back to understanding that they are human. I am human. We're doing the best we can. We all mess up. We all make stupid choices and dumb decisions, and we don't understand the long-term consequences. And you know what? At the end of the day, I still can love them, and I do love them. And you could feel that maybe in their human form, you don't quite love them yet, but in their spiritual self or their fifth-dimensional self, you can love them. You absolutely love them, right? There's no barriers there. So Chiron in Pisces has been showing us where we have these barriers to love, and we experience it with other people, and we experience it within ourselves, and we can experience it with God, with our angels, with the universe. And then it all comes back to understanding, okay, wait a minute, that's not even real. What's real is that the love is still there. The love still exists. So that's what December is bringing in, friends, is these huge doses of forgiveness and love and a higher perspective. Now, Chiron is still moving through Pisces until next springtime, and he's going to do another dance with Saturn, but in a different clothes, because Saturn is going to be in Capricorn, and Chiron is going to be in Aries, and they're going to kind of have another meeting about what to get started, about what is ready to begin. So in this cycle of Chiron and Saturn interacting this year, we were looking at what's completing, where we're finishing up, where we have to let something go, where we can't do it all, where we just feel like, oh, that dream is over. That vision I had, it doesn't really fit anymore, and I'm tired of trying to make it fit. I'm done with that vision, and you're ready for the next one, the next dream, the next start. Well, in 2018 and 2019, Chiron and Saturn are going to meet up again and look at what we really feel is right for our next beginnings. Now, we're already going to have these beginnings underway, but we're going to make sure that it has a strong foundation and that we're committed. So we'll get to that later. We don't need to jump ahead too much. But the Chiron work always shows us the healing stuff. It reminds us that we're human, and we do our spiritual work, and we become more enlightened, and we become more conscious, and we just think we're so awesome. And then we get pulled back down, and we have to deal with the real world. You know, we have to deal with our ego minds and our darker feelings. And I think that, you know, what's false in a lot of spiritual circles is this perception that you're always positive, or that you always have it figured out, or that you always know the answers. And no, that isn't true. We're always learning. And we learn faster. We get it sooner. We master something more. But we're always in that place of staying open to receiving more wisdom, more knowledge, and more understanding. It's a sense of humility, right? And staying humble on the spiritual path. I believe that it's Pema Chodron who has said some really beautiful words about just stay humble, because your ego can forge ahead and think it knows everything, but we're reminded that when we stay humble, we're more receptive to receive what we need to know. So it's interesting because so much about December is asking us to look at where we have completed the grand lessons of 2017. But it's even more potent this year because of all the energies in Sagittarius. So Mercury is currently in retrograde, and we have Saturn nearing and ending his time in Sagittarius until December 20th. We have Venus, who is now in Sagittarius, and of course we have the Sun in Sagittarius. So Sagittarius energy is about our belief systems, the knowledge that we seek, our understanding of the world, the meanings we give things, the meanings and the understandings and how we arrive at our opinions, how we have come to experience the world. So Sagittarius is the individual who wants to go out and experience life and have multiple experiences. It wants to try everything at the buffet. And the healthy version of Sagittarius says, well, everything at the buffet can have meaning or value. The unhealthy experience of Sagittarius is the self-righteousness and the opinions that are too rigid, that says only this food is okay. This is the only food you should eat. This is the only thing that has value. That's the unhealthy Sagittarian. It's the know-it-all or the self-righteousness. Interestingly, religion is associated with Sagittarius, whereas spirituality is associated with Pisces. Because Pisces is everything. And it's open and it's fluid and it evolves and it moves and you can't grasp it and you can't hold on to it. And then religion is more of this where you feel the sense of this is right for me. But can you also stay open to how something different can be right for someone else? Now, these Sagittarian issues are fascinating how they show up. Because just today it was announced that Russian athletes are banned from the International Winter Olympics that will be in Seoul, South Korea in February due to performance-enhancing drugs. So that's one Sagittarian theme because the internationalism of it. Another interesting story that just popped up was the guy who's president of the United States is going to say that Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel, and oh boy, talk about one of the most volatile places on earth being lit up. So again, that really triggers the issues of what is right, what is moral, what is absolute, what should be, all this stuff. So we have a lot of dynamic energies. Now, Sagittarius is a fire sign, so it fires up our opinions. It fires up what we believe. It fires up, well, this is true for me. And we have to take some steps back to remember that you can absolutely stand strong in what is best for you, and you will be stronger you can allow the same for other people, which can be against your ego and against that sense of right. This is right. But here we are on this earth planet where all energies are present and all energies are part of the buffet and all energies are available to us. And that is what we're here to experience. And then we're here to choose. And to choose consciously and to choose with intention, this is what I want in my life, this is the energy that I find meaningful, and how I want to live, how I want to experience my life. So all of that comes up really big this year, this month, at the end of this year. And then it gets even bigger because of Saturn finishing up his time here, asking us to be responsible, mature? What can you put some real work into? What are you committed to for the long term? And then, we're not even done. We're building up to a really powerful new moon on December 18th, fixed center. So that will be at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. And this new moon has the sun, the moon, and Saturn all conjunct the galactic center. So the galactic center is a really strong energy in our galaxy, in our solar system, and it connects our tiny little solar system with the bigger galaxy, with everything else that's out there. So it's a portal of energy that links us up to higher understanding, higher consciousness, higher energies that are actually too, the frequency of them and the vibration of these energies are too much for Earth. We can only get so much of them at a time because they would overwhelm our physical selves. It's just too powerful. And so when we do meet up with this galactic center, it can set off solar flares. It can set off coronal mass ejections from the sun. It can do a lot with the magnetic poles and just the way that our solar system is set up, the way that our Earth interacts with the bigger world, the bigger galaxy. But then we take all that down to you and your body and your sense of who you are, and the fact that we're all these like teeny tiny little specks of nothing in a bigger galaxy. What it does is it opens you up to more potential of your energy field, of who you are, of what your possibilities are, the truth of who you are, the meaning, you know, and are you connected with that? So we have a really big energy coming through. That's December 18th. But all throughout December, the theme is things are complete. You are healed. You can let it go. You can set it down because a whole new start is beginning. And this new start is a greater connection to your eternal essence and a greater connection to, I would say, your wildest dreams, your bigger sense of self. The other thing about this new moon is that Venus is moving her way through Sagittarius, and she'll be at about 19 or 18 degrees, so she's almost conjunct the new moon. But then she's going to come through, and she's going to say, I want some of that too. I want to feel the love. I want to receive all that. So there's this strong energy here where you're meant to open. You're meant to open up to receive more in December. So right now the assignment is to let the heavy stuff go, to put it down. And, you know, I know it's not that simple. Because we have our worries, we have our fears, we have the parts of our lives that we're trying to figure out, and maybe stuff is clogging up your mind. Mercury's retrograde, so you're rethinking and reviewing this year, or what you said or what you didn't say, or you're looking at assumptions you made or premature opinions. You're reviewing that you didn't have all the information, and now maybe you stuck your foot in your mouth. Because Mercury in Sagittarius can do that. Mercury in Sag is a big talker. It makes declarations. It's bold. It can be hilarious as heck. It loves to laugh. It is usually really wise and intuitive if it's tuned in. But Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius is saying, shut your mouth for a minute and listen. Don't be the big talker. Listen, receive. So we're all meant to be receiving more information about our path and about the bigger thing that maybe you didn't even think was possible, And you've had to work through some really deep layers of it. So now we have another piece to all this. So all this Sagittarian energy is ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter is in Scorpio. Jupiter in Scorpio is emotional truths. It's this wonderful energy we've seen sweeping through the cultures of our lives that says it's women stepping forward, it's men stepping forward about the sexual assault, the sexual abuse, sexual harassment. It's all of that because Scorpio are the things that are hidden, that are kept out of sight. And Scorpio is saying that it's time to move through any shame, judgment, unforgiveness, anger, resentment, pain, betrayal, manipulation, abandonment, rejection, guilt. Jupiter in Scorpio is helping each of us do that, and it's helping us collectively. So in order for you to get to that new start of December and into 2018, you got to move through the emotional gunk. Because if you don't, it'll get clogged up. I'm getting the image of a clogged pipe. If you're staying clogged, if you're not letting it flow out, you won't be able to move forward like you're really truly able to do. And so we've been doing the Scorpio stuff for a while, though. I mean, we had all that energy in Scorpio a month ago. So if you were doing that work, you're ready, and you feel it, and you're ready to declare it. Mercury retrograde is saying we have to trust the timing. Mercury is retrograde until December 23rd, and then he moves forward and covers fresh territory in January. But what tends to happen is that the pieces come through. So there's a pacing here, a pacing that's actually quite beneficial. And it's working with you. So don't put off the work you need to do, because it's a really good time right now to keep plugging away. Mercury retrograde just means don't start anything new. But anything you didn't get done this year, it's a great time to get it done. Before I started this show, I was just working on a ton of stuff for one of my books. And I thought, I'm really motivated. I'm really ready to do this. I'm going to get this done. And I just knocked it out because I didn't do it earlier in the year. But something about this Mercury retrograde, it's like I'm going to focus and get this done and just it's over. It's off my to-do list. It's that kind of a completion where you're looking at the things that you didn't have time for or you didn't have the energy for because you were healing and working on this other stuff that took up so much energy. But the thing about Sagittarius is that it wants us to move forward. And so it works with you. It pushes you forward. It brings you inspiration, motivation, it fires you up. It gets you thinking differently about what is possible, what you can accomplish, where you want to go. And I believe that it also can really help us just energetically get to where we want to go. So even though Mercury is retrograde, and he is going to make a connection point here to Chiron. Let me give you a date on that. He's going to make two more connection points to Chiron. That's when you could feel slower, at least mentally or even emotionally. But overall, it's a sense of you're ready. You know, like that sense of I'm really ready to keep going forward and to finish things off and to have a clean slate. So Mercury will be making another square to Chiron on Monday, December 11th. So the week could start off slower next week. You could just, it could feel disappointing or challenging or futile. You know, you could just have a sense of, I don't even know what's worth my time. But that would pass. That should just be one of those daily things. So if you can have a lighter schedule on Monday the 11th, that would pay off. And then it's going to be in January when Mercury and Chiron make their final connection point, and that will be January 7th. So we're working through some things in terms of getting some specific solutions, but don't let it hold you back from the bigger picture, because Mercury is about the details. Now, in Sagittarius, he actually doesn't do well with details, and he doesn't want to talk. He just wants to know. He just wants to know the answer. And he can. I mean, he can be very intuitive and just know. He can have that claircognizance. So we're just meant to take some steps back with what we're assuming to know and to go slower, to go slower. So our buddy Mars is finally going to get some relief, and he's going to move into Scorpio on Sunday the 10th. And he's going to be ready to go. I mean, he's had to sit at the table and have conversations with people here while he's been in Libra, and he's just done with it. He's just over it. He's like, let's really get some work done. I'm fired up. I want to get moving on this. I actually think that you could start feeling this energy now, because Mars is at 28 degrees of Libra and making a sextile to Saturn. And so he has the support of Saturn. So Saturn is the older general, and Mars is that army sergeant who says, this is what I want to do. Well, he has Saturn's approval right now and Saturn's support, so whatever he commits to, it has legs. So the energy of getting things done, of plowing ahead, of moving ahead, it starts now. Trust it, go with it, move with it. And I think things are really going to pick up here for Mars when he officially has his time in Scorpio. He'll be in Scorpio for 2 months. So he's going to really be able to follow the money and the passion and the focus. Mars in Scorpio is a bulldog. And it, when it latches on, it does not let go. So you're going to have a sense of, this is what I have to do. It's highly sexual. It has a lot of desire to it. Mars in Scorpio, a lot of desire. It is our masculine energy, our masculine selves. It's men in the world, just like Venus represents women in the world. But on a personal level, it's your masculine energies. So Mars is really going to feel like he has some power now. He gets his power back, and that's going to be right on for him. So that's a great shift we have as we get further into December. And I guess what I want to just say is, I know that 2017 has been big for our work. And, you know, the eclipses in August were big. And I will talk about this more when the new moon is coming up. But the eclipses were meant to have you check in with your heart, with your heart desire, your true passion, your true love, your true sense of self, because it's the solar plexus energy field. It's that solar plexus chakra where you feel powerful. December triggers that sense of power, and it has you check in with it. You know, maybe the past 3 months were really intense and emotional and big energetically, but now you're at a new point with it. And there's going to be, like, I'm getting the image of sailing off on a new adventure, okay? The new voyage is near. The other thing to keep in mind about the bigger cycles is that 2017 was a one-year in numerology, a 1 year. So collectively, we were all doing our work because of a 1 year, it's a new beginning point. And what is really you and what is not you? And what is not you has to be healed, has to be let go of, has to give you that stronger sense of self. So everything about this year was about getting clearer on you, your sense of self, your place of commitment to the next beginning, the next dream, the next part of your life. And so 2018 is a 2 year, which is about partnerships, cooperation, giving and receiving, working with other people. And in order for your 2 year to really be solid and strong, you have to know who you are. So as 2017 comes to a close this month, who are you? How are you new? How are you different? How have you been healed and transformed and changed? And what parts of you are you going to take forward to other people? To relate to them, to understand them, to connect with them, to make new friends, to meet new lovers, a new partner. So it's really meant for us to be stronger in our core. And that's how the energies are really supporting us right now. It feels like, again, there has been a turning point. And I hope you feel that in your world. I hope you feel that, okay, I can set something down. I don't have to carry this. I can call this complete. This cycle is done. And that's because at the same time, new parts of you have been coming forward and new parts of you have been emerging that you're meant to embrace more. So can you believe in yourself now? And that's really what we come back to with Sagittarius. Can you believe in yourself? Do you trust yourself? Do you have faith in yourself? Those are all Sagittarian words. So we will continue talking about this next Wednesday as we meet again for the next show and to check in with what's going on and how it's working with us. Again, please check out the new astrology class that will be starting in January. And I hope that the new podcast and offerings that I have for business people and writers is right up your alley. Or if you know someone who could benefit from this knowledge, please let them know, because it's time. It's time for more conscious and awake people to come forward to guide the masses. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your presence as always, and I'll see you right back here for a new episode next Wednesday. Take good care and namaste. Bye-bye.